This is Francis Cheung with the fourth video in the IoT Journey Project video series. Today we'll be talking about an example Elasticsearch cluster in Azure. This Elasticsearch cluster is meant to be representative of infrastructure in Azure that you'll need to set up. For example, the virtual network is necessary because Elasticsearch does not provide any security out of the box. We want to carefully control the ingress of data going into our Elasticsearch cluster. Our warm event processor pulls data from our event hub and sends it to our internal load balancer. Our internal load balancer spreads the load of this ingress across our three Elasticsearch nodes. On our first Elasticsearch node, we also have a Kibana instance. In our case, we've allowed external access to our Kibana instance. You may choose to lock that down further. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges involved here. The internal load balancer in Azure needs to be provisioned through PowerShell. The add Azure internal load balancer commandlet can be used to provision an internal load balancer. The Elasticsearch instances talk to each other through port 9300. So you'll need to enable TCP inbound access through port 9300. Next, the Kibana instance responds to port 5601. So if you provide an external endpoint, you'll need to enable inbound TCP access to port 5601. This is an example infrastructure that solves certain security problems and access issues. The infrastructure necessary for your Elasticsearch cluster may vary.